don't have to worry about that.
That's fair.
This is Christian from Metropolis, America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Back again with Comic Pop Library at Starbase Studios, working with Melbourne on September 23rd. We're talking to a couple more cast and crew members. If you would, real fast, as we've been doing with other people, give us your name and your character and your duties.
My name's Forrest Nelson. Glad to be here. I play the Keller. He's kind of the villain character. I also run sound and do the CGI starships for the film.
See, this is why I wanted to go first. I'm Justin Torno. I play Dr. Vale, and that's all you get for now.
He's mysterious. Yes. No, that's fine. Again, like we said earlier, this is a working studio, so you're going to be hearing background noise. You two gentlemen, Star Trek fans or not, let's get it out in the open. Let's be revealed, and let's just have some.
I personally have... not been a Star Trek fan, not for any personal reason, just never got around for it, and I'm sure this is gonna just rock so many people's boats. I saw the first two Abrams movies and thought they were okay, but other than that, never got into it.
I'm in a similar boat there. I never really followed any of the TV series very much. I watched all of the original movies from the motion picture through Nemesis and the Abrams movies. I've seen all of them at least once. And a couple episodes of different series here and there, but that's the extent of my Star Trek. So it was difficult coming on trying to design ships. It was weird.
So I just figured we'd rip that Band-Aid off real fast to begin with and get it out of the way. When this project came about, were you contacted? Did you go through a casting call or interview session? Tell us your experience with that, and we'll start with you, Sir Justin.
So, Jeremy, how do you pronounce his last name? Is it Minard or Minard?
Minard.
I always want to pronounce it Minard. Don't do that, guys. Jeremy Minard, he offered me the role like a month ago and said, hey, get back to me in like the next 2 seconds because we got another guy who wants to do it. And I don't know. I didn't know if I could get the time off for work for that or not. So I'm just like, give it to the other guy. And like 2 or 3 weeks before the shooting started, he said, so our doctor dropped out. Do you want to do it? And I'm like, okay. So... it's sort of the luckiest way to get on a project.
So did you come from California then?
No, I'm from the Seattle-ish area.
Is
I say
Jeremy
ish.
From California?
No, Jeremy's from Port Orchard, okay. Also Seattle-ish area.
Okay, see, I was wrong then. I thought he was from California area. My bad.
No.
No, he did. I just assumed. You know what that's like.
What about you, Forrest?
Well, I'm also personal friends with Jeremy. We met in college, and he started talking to me about this thing that he wanted to do with an old buddy of his, and that they needed a CG artist. You know, they needed me to come in and, you know, build a starship and kind of compete for the position. And worked real close with Vance and Jeremy for a while, getting the design of the ship down, and that was going to be my one role for the longest time. But then, because I didn't think I was going to be able to make it to the shoot, then I was able. I found out I was able to get the time. And originally, they were going to have me play the doctor. They were going to have me. They were going to have Jeremy wanted.
Oh shit! That was you.
That was. I may have been. I don't know. Because so it started.
We're going to have a throwdown.
You got the villain. It's fine.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So it started that way. And then I was about to send my measurements to Vance to get the costume made. And then Vance calls me up and says, "No, I don't want you to play the doctor. I want you to play the villain. I want you to play the bad guy." Because yeah, he's seen some of my performances as like characters like the Joker, and you know, and he's like, I want some of that, and you know, I want to see you do the villain. You know?
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So,
sorry, go ahead.
And then because my role's so short in this episode, Jeremy's like, yeah, I'm gonna have you run sound too. I was like, oh, okay.
Let me do a quick check real fast.
I like how your story's like competing for the role design space, and I'm just like, he just asked. Sorry, like. It doesn't
feel good.
Are
they filming? Scott.
Are they testing or are they filming? Good answer.
We don't know. Okay.
Anyway.
With the CGI aspect of it, how long did it take you to render the ship and scenes like that? Because it's not just one scene that you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing several scenes.
I want to know this one, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. The original design of the ship went over four or five different times, you know, different designs and, you know, calling back and forth trying to change things. And it went from looking like utter... Uh-oh, here he goes.
Doomsday Machine. It
yes.
looked like the Doomsday Machine. It was weird and awkward and... I almost fired. I was like, what is this? What is he doing? And completely, this guy is so smart and so collaborative. It was such a pleasure to work with the guy. Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in there, but caramba, the guy is such a genius. I just had to cut in there for us. You did an awesome job, man.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate it. But, you know, it took about 3 or 4 months to actually get the finalized design of the ship. And you know, rendering, like you say, yeah, rendering takes forever. It's a long, strenuous process. And then getting the actual trailer, you know, that was, and we're talking just like images, you know, just trying to get the design of the ship that we wanted and promo stuff going. And then, then we finally started getting the animation. We had to, you know, figure out how the ship was going to move and where the camera was going to be and how, you know, how we all wanted it to work together. And, you know, going through that, it took a good 6 to 8 months to get, you know, everything finalized and ready to show everybody. So, and then I've still got like 2 or 3 more ships to build.
Oh, shit.
No, that's fine. We have an explicit tag, so don't worry.
Okay.
The show's for kids, but the podcast not. So, hey. Because that was one of the rules that came down for fan films. Family friendly, but...
Is it really? Is that really a rule? Like,
yeah. Has to be kind of family friendly, not quite as risque or violent. That was one of the rules CBS sent down.
That CBS sent down?
Yeah. You missed all that. We're in the world of fan films of Star Trek.
No. No one tells me anything.
So how do you feel about all this footage you have on film now with you saying some of the stuff you say there?
Oh, man. I feel like there's some stuff I should go sign. Like, I don't know what, but I feel like my signature should be on some pieces of paper that aren't on it right now.
But it is. We were down here in April earlier this year, and the crew and cast, that's how everything is, even though... Family friendly or not, you have fun. You try to have fun and take it as far as people will let you. And depending on the individuals, you can have some fun. So,
yeah.
And how hot are you, Justin?
Oh, geez, there's a joke here, but I'm too hot to make it.
We'll make sure to get a picture of him here.
Oh shit!
Sure, Vance. Camera.
the film's rated PG, and I'm just like putting the big explicit tag on the behind the scenes. Like,
yeah. Extra content not rated.
Yeah, for mature readers only. Like.
Did you expect it to be this hot though when you came down here, either one of you?
Oh, I sort of forgot where the state of Oklahoma was until I got here. I was just like, where is it? I don't know, but I got a ticket to it, and then once I landed, I was like, oh, there it is, right above Texas. Then I walked outside and I was like, why is it so hot?
True.
I came down here last year, last October, and it wasn't quite this bad, but, I mean, it's... I don't do well with heat. Like, I'm from the Northwest, too, so this is not my climate, but... it's fun. Like, you can ignore it when you get into the moment, so it's...
With the sets the way they are, you've been here before, you said Forrest. You haven't. This is your first time, Justin. We'll start with you then we'll hit the forest. But what was your reaction when you came in and actually saw the bridge, and then we'll jump the forest for your first time, not necessarily this time?
It is honestly pretty cool, having seen, like, you know, bits and pieces, because even if you've never, like, watched an episode of Star Trek in your life, you can recognize this and that, and seeing it, like, in front of you, I'm just like, hey, that's something I can touch and something I'm going to interact with. I'm like, this is honestly pretty neat, especially the, what's it called? The transporter board? Transporter room, called the transporter board. And everybody's angrily writing comments right now. Everyone cringes.
We've said other comments in the other interviews, so like, they're probably cringing. So.
Yeah, I personally find the transporter room the most impressive. Just, it's...
Not the bridge.
I mean, the bridge is awesome, too, but it's just...
You like the transporter room.
The transporter room is the newest part of what they've built here.
That
so
may or may not be why.
I'm thinking that's why you're so impressed with it.
Yeah.
Just shit all over the bridge. Yeah.
Not shit all over the bridge. It's like, oh, never mind. Political opinion.
Just leave that there. It's not touch that.
It's like, oh, you don't. It's like, oh, you didn't think Mad Max Fury Road was great. That means you hate it.
One of those.
Yeah. No.
And you, Forrest?
No. Yeah. My first time was very similar. They didn't. They were still working on the transporter room when I first came here. They had the bridge and the med bay were done. And even though I wasn't I've never really been a huge Star Trek fan, it was still really cool to see, like you said, something you could see and touch and the opportunity to create and make it yours, I may not be a Star Trek fan, but I'm a fan of film, and I'm a fan of, creating, and to see people that come together and create to do something that they love is just really cool.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Cool. And we've also... Go ahead, Jonathan.
How long have you been doing, like, the boomsticks and sound and editing and stuff like that?
I'm actually not mainly a sound guy. Jeremy just kind of dragged me into that. Because he needed a guy, and I can work the technology, theoretically.
It's not a terribly technical field,
no,
sound,
it's,
really.
No. But
someone's a sound guy, so you get pissed at me. But like, the actual recording is not hard. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Most of my focus, actually, is between acting and visual effects post-production stuff. So it's... but seeing this, having these sets here, and it's like, oh, this is nice. This is less work I have to do in post.
That is true. Practical effects can be nice.
Exactly.
We've also asked everybody, what other avenues of the fanship do you get into, and any websites or anything that you want to promote? Because anything that you do besides coming to the fan films, anything like that.
Not so much for Star Trek. I am a huge... I love to go to cons, conventions. I'm a bit of a cosplayer. So I make costumes from various TV series and films. I'm in the process of writing my own Star Wars fan film. Which is still very early in the process. Still very early in the works right now. But... Okay, yeah, let's reset that up.
And where are you going to film this at? I don't know if there are too many studios for Star Wars.
That's something we're still working out. Like I said, very early process. Like, okay. Got to start somewhere.
Do you have the script written out already and everything, or is that still in the process?
I'm writing it right now. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm about 15 pages in to the
he
script.
He actively has a pen and paper in his hand during this interview.
pretty much.
Any websites that you're familiar with that you want to mention for anybody to see your work at?
I have a Facebook page, Stargazer Studios. They're we're running all the VFX and CGI stuff for Melbourne, and a few other things, personal projects and artwork that I like to put up there. But I got a YouTube channel by the same name. I'll be putting some more shorts up there recently. I have one right now, but I'll be getting some more up there pretty soon. So.
And he said Justin's would have a place of honor for the shorts up there. Because his pants look like shorts.
All my pants are shorts.
How about you, Justin? Anything that you do besides the acting avenue with the fanship? Do you go to the cons or anything
I
like that?
I go to conventions as well. Not as many as he does, and I'm a scrub-tier cosplayer. Most of my outfits are just clothes, but they work.
You gotta start somewhere.
Gotta start somewhere. Like,
Justin has said this whole time, since he first began here, I am not a nerd.
And I did my best to prove that. Well, with my until the laser scalpel.
He's been converted, folks.
I don't know about
praise, hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like all the con tickets and the.
It's like we tell everybody here. If you say something bad about Star Trek here, they do have an altar in here too.
Fair enough.
Sacrifices can be made.
but like
not just donations. Yeah. No. Not really.
Plug. I need to plug.
Go for it.
Snopes now has a YouTube presence.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
And I host. So if anybody out there is the type of person that likes to see things circulate Facebook and you like to slam that person in the face with, I don't know, facts, you can do that with a video now, a video of me telling them what's real and what's not. So if you go ahead and give, you know, give that a shot.
What is that called?
Snopes.com.
Snopes.
S-N-O-P-E-S, Snopes.com.
Okay. That way, because I was lost, I would have went to the wrong one, see?
Marketing.
You gotta be clear. Like yep. Forrest said, you gotta clarify.
Oh, Christ.
Well, I'm gonna let you gentlemen get back to relaxing. Thank you very much for doing this for us.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you get cooler as the day goes on, but I doubt it. So.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm guessing he's gonna put his shirt back on.
No.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.